Hey, Joe on the radio, Mark Morano, the former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, a publisher of ClimateDepot.com, and he's got a great book called The Great Reset that you got to read. He is live. He's in South America with the UN Climate Conference, checking in with Piscopo on the radio. Mark, welcome to the show. Where do we find you, my friend? Go ahead.
Hey, I am in the conference center, and they're denying me access today. Right now, they have my passport. I'm stuck. I'm talking to you. I can't even move from the front desk here.
Wow.
They're claiming I'm not registered here today. I've already been in 2 days ago. Very restrictive. They're only allowing in Western nations because of trying to do some kind of identity politics reparations so the developing world has better access here. Anyway,
yeah.
I am here at this conference where I can tell you everything is fake. They have, you know, the fake green movement. They even have a, went on a jungle tour yesterday. They had a fake tarantula. It was a real tarantula, but they made it seem like we found it in the jungle. It turns out it was a guy's pet who lived there, who we had to tip afterward for making it look like we found a wild tarantula. Okay. And so they can't even do nudity for real. It was fake nudity. They had a PETA activist protesting the UN serving meat, which, by the way, Bob's Burger has like a 45-minute line. I know because I waited in it for a real beef burger. But the nudity was fake. Hold on.
There's
no yell. Okay, hold on. I just walked away from the desk. Now I'm getting my passport back. Thank you very much. All right.
Are you going to get in? Mark, can you get in there? I mean,
I'm in. I got in. They gave me my passport back. I have a day pass. But the nudity was fake. They had a PETA activist said they were going to be naked. You can imagine all that. The whole place was swarmed. Turned out she had a bathing suit on, and they painted her body over the bathing suit. They can't even get nudity right.
Hey,
and
so
you walk in, I'm about to walk in the pavilion here. The first thing you are met with is the China pavilion. Giant Chinese flags and books by Xi Jinping. And I swear to you, he is smiling on the cover of that book because this conference is all about empowering him. Anyway, that's what's been going on. The new highway, I got to go out where they were doing the construction of that.
Yeah.
They clear cut tens of thousands of acres for this conference. Fake green.
Oh.
And it's just been an unbelievable. Gavin Newsom is here. Saying he's the unofficial delegate. What an ego this guy has. I self-declared myself the unofficial delegate. He's trying to take my job. I'm the climate ambassador since there's no Trump administration official here. And
wait a minute,
is trying to get it. We got to break, though. But anyway, we're battling it out. We have an online poll.
Is this the UN climate conference, the official UN climate conference? Is that what this is, Mark?
Yes, it's COP 30 years of this bullshit. And it took me 38 hours to get here. I had to sleep in an airport. Two planes with problems. Government shutdown. I wake up in the morning. I got some man and his wife at my feet. I've been kicking for the last 2 hours.
You finally go down there. But is Newsom really down there? Newsom made Gavin Newsom making an appearance down there, huh?
No water. Anyway, this place has serious infrastructure issues. Hey, let's impose that here. That's what's been going on this week at this conference thus far.
Yeah, so you know what? The hot button issue is what? What are they talking about? Global warming? I don't even know what they're talking about anymore with the climate. I mean, they keep pushing it. Yes, please.
They're pushing the net.
Uh-oh. That's the phone. No, that now I understand because it's like Brazil. Isn't it in Brazil? Is that right, guys, where he is? Yeah, it's in Brazil, right?
Yes, he's in Brazil.
You know what? What are they doing? And what about the climate stuff is like old news anymore. And it's all bogus. You know how I know? Because they tried to put windmills down the shore. And by the way, with the new governor, you know what you're going to see? Windmills down the shore again. They're going to try to bring that back. After we worked so hard the last 4 years, you know, under Governor Murphy, they sneaking those windmills up. And Mark is out there. Mark Morano's out there on the water. He was in New England with a bullhorn yelling at people not to build the windmills. Jeff Van Drew worked so hard. No windmills. No, none of these wind turbines the size of the Chrysler building and bigger. And now with the change in governorship, it's going to another Democrat. You're going to see it. And now they have a UN climate conference, which makes no sense because, as Mark said, they They totally went through right the forest. They went right through the forest to build a new road so everybody can get to the conference. And they're ruining all the the foliage all around there. They drive their private planes down there. We see it. We hear it. And then you still hear John Kerry talking about it. You still see Al Gore talking about it. It's unbelievable. But Mark's got to be careful down there because those people are again mean. They're mean like Antifa mean. So you got to be careful like that, you know. But and again, I'm trying to think, what is that for? What do they want to tell us? How are they going to, is there global warming? Is there not global warming? And you can find Mark at climatedepot.com, though, if you want to check it out. It's like with the Turning Point USA event at Berkeley, where Rob Schneider goes to speak. 1,000 people still showed up, and then they have Antifa out there. How do you stop these terror groups? How do you stop them? You got to put, I think, at every Turning Point event, if I may, because you need Turning Point. And Charlie Kirk's legacy has to exist and has to carry on. And you need a whole security team right there. You need a whole security team out there. All right. Mark, you okay? I'll worry about you down there, Mark. You got to watch those climate the climate people are a little nutty. You got to be careful, my friend, you know?
But, you know, they hate me so much here. I've been banned for life, and that was back in 2016. I'm not making that up. I was banned for life for having a cardboard cutout of Trump and shredding the UN climate. And then the next year, in order to get reinstated, I had to sit down and say, I am sorry, and do this whole document signing. And now they hate me so much, they're keeping trying. Every day is a hassle to get in. They're trying to prevent me. They take my passport. They don't give it back. My self-esteem is so, I'm starting to hate myself. Maybe they have a point. This place is a rat hole of anti-Americanism and anti-human agenda. The town here has 80% no access to sewage. The streets are the sewer. Dilapidated, piled high trash. Smell. I mean, infrastructure, but yet they want to impose climate net zero on Brazil. That's the future.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. You know, Mark, be careful because those people are nuts, man. And you know, and we appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate you speaking the truth. I saw you do a hit on Fox and you're doing great. So just watch your back because, you know, they get a little crazy. But you're telling me that, like you, I like that they built a road right through the forest just so everybody can get in and ruin.
And they did it so they could brag about how they're saving the rainforest. The more people that can get in and say it, hey, we'll put a road in the middle of the Amazon, and then people will see the trees and say, we'll say how great we're saving it. These people are nuts out here.
I know. Are they talking wind turbines, the same old thing that they're going over and over again with that?
It's the same old, except this year they're praising China because China's increasing their commitments in the future.
What?
And they hate the U.S. So Gavin Newsom is being received like a rock star because he has been attacking Trump and the administration. It's like over 100 nations didn't even bother to put in their commitments. This thing is done, but they've already announced next year is in Australia. So I got to fly 25 hours to Australia next year. And the year after that, are you ready for this? Ethiopia, they've chosen as the next one in 2 years. They're planning on it, which means what? I got to pack tuna fish in my luggage because I don't even know if there's enough food in Ethiopia. All right, was that culturally inappropriate? I'm not sure.
That's okay. You know what's so funny? I like the way they're acknowledging China building a coal plant every week. They have a new coal plant. They don't
plants a week. Two coal plants a week, 100 a year. But hey, this is Donald Trump's reality. 2012 tweet, global warming was invented to make the Chinese economically dominant. And that's exactly what they're doing here. Because all these countries, all the rare earth mining, 500,000 pounds of material for one EV battery, all the solar, wind, China dominating on rare earth, and they're going to be controlling U.S. national security. That's why the Trump administration is trying to ramp up our own rare earth mining as fast as possible.
Yeah. How long are you going to be there, Mark? When are you coming home?
I don't come home till Sunday here, so we'll see if I make it. It's hot. It's raining. I went running this morning, 2.5 miles. I almost killed myself. It was like running through the bombed out streets of Beirut. Everywhere you look, there's potholes, uneven sidewalk. Where is OSHA when you need them? No railings on second floor places. It's nuts there. They need infrastructure. They need wealth. They need to reduce poverty. And this UN conference is not the way to do it.
And we need you to report in, Mark. Keep telling the truth. Just watch your back and be careful, my friend. Great hearing from you, Mark. Thank you so much. Keep us posted, please. God bless you, man.
Thank you, Joe. By the way, I'm going to get a food scan. You can't use money. You got to buy UN food pass. And then in order to get whatever you have left over, you got to wait like weeks and file out UN paperwork. They're scamming their own delegates out of food money. That's how bad the UN is. Sorry. Thank you very much.
Great hit, Mark. Thank you so much. God bless. Godspeed. Be careful.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Morato right there. I got to tell you something right there. He is a riot. I'm sorry. We have him on the show. We've had him on the show for years. And he's so, and all of that, it's such a scam. Do you hear me? It's such a scam, the whole thing. Hey, listen, I got an EV. I got an electric car and I love it. I just love it. It's smooth. It's great. It's sensational. I got a great deal on it. And it's, so don't get me wrong. It's like Donald Trump says, we have room for everybody. But to demand this, to demand that you drive an EV, to demand you put the windmills up and to demand all this, and then they can't even keep it going. And it's so important to hear from Mark Morano. You will not hear that kind of report.